On today's episode of Bed Bath & Beyond, Andy and Ian talk about the Week 7 Sunday games, the 10-team parlay that almost fucking was, it's tragic, and how much the Bears offense sucks. Let's just jump into it.
3, 2, 1,
go.
I am Ian Peacock.
And I am Andy Heidemann, and I hate sports betting.
No matter what you say, I'm betting $100 on it tonight.
That was a fucking perfect. That was the most perfect go of all time, Andrew. Welcome.
I can only imagine that it was the most perfect go of all time.
Now you're interrupting me, but actually, Andrew, you said you wanted to do this first. Last time. So,
you know what? I did say that.
Go ahead. It's all you.
Welcome to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Sponsored by B3TSports.com.
That's us, baby.
You see that pace? That was a fast pace intro.
It was a fast pace intro. Like a machine gun.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a lot to talk about. We are recording this. Sports betting is terrible. We'll get into your 10 game parlay that dramatically. Lost last night during the Seahawks Cardinals game. Let's see. We're recording this before the Monday night game, Bears versus Rams. So what we're going to do, it's a little new format, but we're going to go through all the Sunday games first. Then we'll give our predictions and our tips for the Bears Rams games that, of course, will do you no good because you're not going to listen to this until tomorrow. And then we'll come back, record after the Monday night game, and recap it.
Yeah. I didn't know if you had more, so I was like, I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, I was on a roll though. I felt good.
Okay. So do you want to, where do you want to start?
Well, let's start at the beginning, Andrew. And no, I do not mean the Giants versus the Eagles because you always want to talk about the Thursday night game, even though
I want to gloss it. I want to make sure, it's like,
even though we already talked about it last episode.
Gone but not forgotten, you know?
Gone but not forgotten. The Eagles are in first place of the
It's fucking NFC disgusting. East.
Did you like the title of the last episode?
I did. I see. It's funny. I don't always get to know those before you post them. So sometimes it's really sometimes we won't talk about it, but we'll have a quote or something that it's like, okay, this is clearly going to be the title. But sometimes I have no idea.
Yeah, I just honestly, I was like typing it up. I was being all official, like, oh, like Eagles first place recap, blah blah blah. And I was like, no, like fuck this. This is such a shitty division. And then I got the pun, NFC East infection.
Exactly. Not only, by the way, I got DraftKings, baby.
Oh, yes. Well, tell the people. Don't tell me.
I went and I registered to, I drove a long fucking way. I drove 2.5 hours just to go to a casino where I could register to play DraftKings, where I can use their sports books on my phone. Because when I was in Illinois, when I was in Chicago, I had set it up to do it, but you don't have to go anywhere in Chicago to do that. You can just download the app and deposit and start going. When I came back to Iowa, they're like, nah, that's against the law. You have to go somewhere, use their Wi-Fi and all that bullshit. But I finally did that. No more William Hill. I have one bet in William Hill going through tonight. I had parlayed the Lions game and the Bears game. I had Lions, Bears, both money line. If Bears win tonight, I'm going to take whatever I won from my parlay and I'm going to cash out. I'm done with William Hill.
Nice, as you should be. Fuck William Hill.
It is awful.
I did hear, I haven't really experienced this, but I've heard some bugs, some glitches in the DraftKings app, and I don't know what to think because I love DraftKings, as we all know. I'm its lover, a monogamous relationship with DraftKings. I have not really had that buggy of an experience with DraftKings. I've had some weird things where I've had to restart the app and it fixes itself. But people are reporting that there's some major issues with it. I saw it on Instagram. One of our good buddies mentioned it. So just something for the people. Anything
crazy. I've noticed a couple of UI things where like a banner goes over the top of like what I'm trying to type. That's a little annoying, but that's not like horribly breaking. Their biggest detriment when it comes to things like this is that they are not allowed on the App Store. You have to go through and download them separately. And that means that they don't get to go through the hoops and security checks and stability checks that other apps do when they're going through that. That's like automated.
Right.
So, you know.
All right. Well, that's our DraftKings spiel.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome for the free advertising, DraftKings, as always.
You want to talk Lions-Falcons?
Yes. Let's talk Lions-Falcons because this game, oh my God, this game was crazy. I specifically blogged this game. It was my hidden gem of the week on b3tsports.com. I was so confident that the over-under, which was 54.5, was going to hit. I was so confident, Andrew. I laid out all my work. I did all my research. I went through how many points the offenses were scoring per game, how much the defenses were letting up per game. It all was adding up. Until it wasn't, because that game was kind of a trash bowl. It was a total trash bowl. It was a total puke bowl. I was right, however. The Lions were +2.5 favorites going into that game. I said take the Lions money line. I told the people in the same blog post, take the Lions money line, and I was right.
I was gonna say I had Lions money line too. I was like, you gotta take them.
Barely at
+120 odds, like fucking hammer it. Made me sweat a little.
That game made me sweat a lot. And of course, the Falcons lose in the most Falcons way possible by scoring a touchdown, which gave the Lions the ball back with the opportunity to win the game.
Todd Gurley, you saw it on his face. He's like, but that's good for your fantasy team.
That's great for my fantasy team. Todd Gurley put up 22.2 points for me this week. I will not have to shotgun. It is official. And barring Cooper Kupp having a 30-plus point game tonight.
That is possible.
Barring that, I win. So, knock on wood.
Early congratulations.
Knock on wood, yeah. I feel pretty good about it.
Man, the worst, we'll get there, I guess. I'll talk to you about my fantasy woes when we talk about the fucking Seahawks game. So, anyway, the Lions win 23-22. It was a nail-biter. Matthew Stafford played pretty good. 340 yards, only one touchdown. Kenny Galladay played very well.
Yeah, Galladay had a day.
Julio had a day as well.
Julio had a day. He didn't have a touchdown, but he had, I mean, that's Julio fashion, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Todd Gurley with two touchdowns. Obviously, that last touchdown kind of being the dagger, which they could have easily run out the clock if they didn't score the touchdown. But since they scored the touchdown, they gave the ball back to the Lions. Lions make a last-minute drive just to win the game. And there you have it. That's how the Falcons – I mean, just the Falcons are so good at losing games when they're up. It makes no sense. I saw some statistic today where – the Falcons were 99.9% probable to win against the Cowboys, and they were 95% probable to win against the Lions yesterday. Yep. And of course, they lost both of those games. The final plays, on the final drives of the game.
I don't know if they're going to dismantle things yet or not, but I don't know. I'm happy for it because they're in the Panthers division.
It's
whatever.
And it's just hilarious to watch. It's good content. It's shitty great content.
And because the Falcons are the Falcons, they're gonna be we're gonna have situations where the Lions, this week, the Lions are definitely have a shot to win it, and they are the underdogs, and you're gonna get great value bets.
True.
This was game one of my 10-game parlay, and I was correct. Lions win.
Very nice. Browns-Bengals.
Browns-Bengals. So, Baker Mayfield played good football.
Well, he at first laid a big old it's like he was constipated. That first quarter, maybe it was like the first half of the first quarter, was terrible for him. He threw the pick. Obviously, Odell Beckham gets injured during that play, has to leave the game. Now he's got ACL torn.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yep, tore his ACL, so he's done for the season, which is good for Landry. Good for my boy Landry.
Good for Landry. Good for Kareem Hunt as well. I think it'll also be good for David Njoku.
Yeah, true. He's also, I got him.
Let's see here. 5 touchdowns for Baker. But, you know, in the Browns, everyone's like, the Browns are going to win. And we, everyone kind of thought that, even though it was close last time, we all kind of thought the Browns were going to win. I want to talk about fucking Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
406 yards, 3 touchdowns, 35 completions. He rushed for 34 yards and a touchdown. So he had 4 total touchdowns on the day. This guy's a rookie.
He's very good. He's very good.
He's so fucking good. I'm excited for the Bengals, like, coming up. I really do think that, like, T. Higgins, I think, is really, really good. I think that he is going to have a successful career there. A.J. Green looked like he turned it up a little bit. Let's see if he can ride that. I think that they might be a team, like, if they keep A.J. Green and he turns out to be all right through the end of the year, they'll have A.J. Green, T. Higgins, they'll have Joe Mixon. I think they can be all right next year.
I agree. what do you think about picking up A.J. Green if he is on your waiver wire?
it's really tough. I'm in a league where I have a really deep bench, so I'm holding him just because it's a 12-man league and it's a dynasty league. I might regret it at some point. Like, if he has another, I was very close to dropping him last week, and I didn't. I held him one more time. Now I can't drop him, right? He's just a weird guy that you can't drop, but you don't want to start, but you have to bench. If he has another week like this one, I mean, 13 targets.
I can't remember. Did the Browns, when they scored their last drive of the game to go up, did they miss the extra point?
I don't.
Or am I thinking of another game?
That's another game.
There was one game this week where, in the final drive of the game, when a touchdown was scored, the extra point actually was the make or break to the spread of that game.
I don't recall. I don't bet spreads.
I can't remember.
Anyway, Browns win that 37-34. Very exciting game to watch. I was like down to the wire.
Right.
Packers Texans. Devontae Adams can play football.
Devontae Adams had a game. Aaron Rodgers had a game. My boy Aaron Jones was unfortunately out of this game, which Jamal Williams. Right,
yeah, okay.
I feel like he put up some pretty good points.
Yeah, I mean, for like what you, I mean, if you're in a not very deep league, he definitely was on your waiver wire. You know, he's 77 yards and a touchdown. He averaged 4.1 yards a carry. I mean, that's a pretty good performance for a guy who you're going to grab from the waiver wire.
Right. Texans are trash. I mean, I knew they were. The Packers were -3.5 favorites going into this game, and I fucking hammered them. Unfortunately, oh my God. Unfortunately, I parlayed the Packers with the Cowboys in an all-time stupid move because I actually thought the Cowboys were better than the Washington football team. And boy, was I wrong.
You would have been right if Dak was healthy.
But well, like, yeah.
I mean, obviously. And now Andy Dalton's dead as well.
Got a concussion. It was a dirty hit.
It was extremely dirty. Not only was it a dirty hit, but it was just like, the guy was like, I don't know what happened. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, unnecessary. But back to the Packers, Texans. Packers easily win this game. Devontae Adams has a game. The Packers cover that 3.5 spread and more. The Texans, I mean, congrats. You have one win, but I mean, you're basically. You're a shitty team. The Texans are a shitty team.
You would have to run the table to even be considered for playoffs at this point.
Here's something for you, Andrew. Here's something.
I'm ready.
I am friends with some Bears fans since I live in Chicago. We actually had a conversation on Saturday night, okay, about whether or not it would be better for the Bears to have Nick Foles or Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
Obviously, right? I'm not even the biggest Deshaun Watson fan. In fact, I'll be the first to tell you he's overrated. I will. But
it's crazy.
I know. But if it's between I mean, I literally had this conversation with a Bears fan, and if it was between Nick Foles or Deshaun Watson, we asked him, "Well, who would you rather have right now?" And he said he'd rather have Nick Foles, which I think
it's
crazy. He's not even playing that well.
In a vacuum, it's Deshaun Watson 100 times out of 100. I will say that if you're a fan of the Bears and you're like, well, even if Nick Foles sucks, we're still winning. I get not wanting to mess with chemistry, but like I said, if you're like a one-to-one comparison of who is a better quarterback, Deshaun Watson's definitely a better quarterback.
Deshaun Watson is a better quarterback, but I think would you even if, okay, just
take if he's for up example, for trade, I'd take him right now if I'm the Bears.
That was the question. Yeah, that was the question is, would you bring him on the Bears right now?
Well, here, let's play a little game then. Okay, so I'm going to say a quarterback, and you have to tell me whether or not you want Deshaun Watson or them for your team, right? Like, say Lamar gets hurt, and you have to pick between these two guys, right?
Okay, yeah.
So Deshaun Watson or Carson Wentz?
Deshaun Watson all day.
Deshaun Watson or Baker Mayfield?
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson or Drew Brees?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one because of his age. Because of his age, yeah.
Exactly.
So if it was just this year, I think I'd take Drew Brees. If it was like for the future of the franchise, I would take Deshaun Watson because of his youth.
Yeah. Okay.
His fountain of youth.
Deshaun Watson, right? Or Philip Rivers?
you know the answer to that. It's Deshaun Watson. Fuck Philip Rivers.
So I'm just saying, like, you know, those are some accomplished quarterbacks, some young quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson is, you could say he's overrated, but he's definitely a top half quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think he's overrated in the fact that I've literally heard people compare him to Michael Jordan, athletic wise.
Well, that was his coach. That was a
No. I've watched games.
Well,
specifically in the playoffs.
The reason being is because his coach was quoted saying that, like, if he's like, if you don't take this guy number one overall, like after he got out of college, it was Dabo Sweeney.
No, well, fuck Dabo.
Not to say that those don't get paralleled. You know, obviously somebody said it, so now people will continue saying it. But I mean, that's right. Where it started.
Well, good for you, Dabo. Fucking Clemson. Also, just side note: Clemson never covers spreads in college football. They don't. They didn't cover it this week. They didn't cover the week before.
Well, it's not.
Do not bet on Clemson.
Give them a 30 fucking point spread.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do not bet on Clemson to cover spreads. They don't do it.
Actually,
in fact, do the opposite.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
I was gonna say, you don't have to not bet it. You just bet the opposite.
Right. Bet the opposite. Bet on Clemson not covering. Packers win 35-20.
Yep. And really quick, the Browns game. I had Browns in my 10-game parlay, so that was 2-for-2. Packers and Texans, I had Packers. I'm 3-for-3 in the 10-game parlay.
Holy shit, 3-for-3, all right.
And then we got Panthers-Saints. Panthers lose 24-27. And I'm not going to lie to you. I watched 10 minutes of this game, and I was like, I can't watch this today.
Really?
Because I didn't have them in my 10-team parlay.
Oh, man.
And which, because I wasn't going to touch this game. I was
going to say, was that on purpose?
Panthers. I couldn't pick the Panthers to beat the Saints, even though in my head and a buddy I was with was like, it's definitely possible. And I think it is, too. The Panthers are definitely better than I expect them to be this year. But I'm glad I didn't do it because I didn't want that extra stress.
I did not watch this game, but I did see on the little ticker that Drew Brees was having himself a game. He rushed for a touchdown. He, I think, threw for two more. Yep. He had himself a game, and without Michael Thomas, and without Emmanuel Sanders, and he was on my bench.
I mean, it's tough starting Drew Brees because, like, the circumstances, I think, have to be right. Teddy Bridgewater played well, too. He was 23-for-28, 254 yards, 2 touchdowns. We could not run the ball. Like, our leading rusher had 12 yards.
Mike Davis?
Yeah.
Go Cox?
Go Cox.
Go Cox also, damn, we got destroyed by Auburn.
Dude, oh, you mean LSU?
Yeah, sorry, fuck, LSU.
Dude,
yeah.
I was in the car and I was on the phone with you and you're like, the game hasn't started yet. Hammer the game, Cox. And yeah. I was like, all right. And I hung up and I was like, I'm not doing that. And then later on in the night, I was like, oh, thank you, God.
Yeah, I hammered the Cox on Saturday. Watched it with some Gamecock buddies. Did not go so well. Did not go well.
But... Panthers lose that. Saints win it. Saints keep the close grip on. I think what are they, second in the division? Let me see. What are the Bucks? They're also 5-2. Yeah, so it's tied for first. But I think the Saints hold the tiebreaker.
Mm. Something interesting to note, though, the Saints were -7 favorites going into this game. So good on the Panthers for covering.
And also,
that doesn't go unnoticed. Good job.
It does not. I love that. Also, I'm a liar. The Saints are 4-2 now, and the Bucs are 5-2. I forgot the Saints had a bye. They missed one.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it does say it right there on NFL.com.
It sure does. Bills Jets. This game was scary the entire time. Terrifying. I had two bets on this game, technically.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
It was in my 10-game parlay. I had Bills, so that now I'm 5-5, so that's good. But I also had DraftKings gave me a free $50 wager. And I was like, I love me some alternate spreads. And I took the Bills at +570 to cover 24-point spread against the Jets.
And how'd that turn out for you?
Obviously, that didn't happen. However, I think if Buffalo would have scored on any of their trips to the red zone and like started rolling, it very could have easily happened. They didn't score a single touchdown this game. 18 points, all field goals.
Wow. I actually didn't even know that. All field goals.
And Josh Allen, I mean, he didn't throw an interception. He still threw for 307 yards. Like, he rushed for 61. He played a good game. They just could not get in the end zone.
Weird. I didn't watch this game, but I definitely kept tabs on it on my phone. By the way, very stress-free Sunday for me with the Ravens being on a bye week. I just was able to kind of peruse the Sunday slate. You know, I did watch the Falcons-Lions game because I had some money on it because I blogged about it. But overall, stress-free Sunday. I liked it.
You gotta love it.
I did love it. That being said, I did miss the Ravens. I can't wait for them to come back, especially against the Steelers, which will decide our shotgun bet. One of us will be shotgunning a bet. I mean, beer Monday morning.
We will. We'll talk about that game here in a little bit. I'm very excited to talk about that game. Man. Oh wait, why is that not on the slate here? Like right away.
What do you mean it's on the slate here right away?
It's like at the bottom of the thing. Steelers Titans, because that was a noon game.
Steelers Titans. I don't know. I don't know who is in charge of NFL.com/scores, okay? But get your shit together, okay? Just rank the games based off the time. How hard is that to do?
We're going to talk about this game right now is what we're going to do.
Okay. Wait. This was Bills win 18-10. The Bills did not cover. They were 10.5 favorites.
Yeah. But I had a money line.
Yeah, 5-5, right? Are you 5-5?
5-5 so far on the 10-game parlay.
Okay.
So we've got Steelers, Titans. Steelers end up winning by 3 points, 27-24. This game was awesome to watch. It was back and forth. Big Ben, he threw 3 interceptions, but 2 of them were his fault. One of them was a crazy athletic interception.
That was right before half, right? Well, right. One of the interceptions was a garbage interception because they were just trying to win, trying to score points before half, and he just launched it. So that, whatever. That doesn't count.
But, you know, James Conner gave him the ball 20 times, 82 yards. He didn't score. Juju had a bunch of yards. Deontay Johnson had a bunch of yards.
They contained Derrick Henry. The Steelers contained Derrick Henry.
That defense is scary.
I'm trying to remember. Fuck. What? Because I watched this game almost the entirety, the entire game. The Titans actually come back. And
they do, yeah.
And Gostkowski misses. He misses a field goal.
He's having I don't know what to think of his year.
You got to cut him. No. You got to cut him. You got to cut him. Like, you cannot rely on this guy. He misses almost every game.
Yeah,
he
misses a field goal. You've won a couple of games because of him, though.
Because he's doing his job. Okay.
How do you rate Uber drivers?
I'm not doing this. I don't have Andrew. I don't have the energy to go down this Uber driver rabbit hole with you.
You know what's kind of funny?
I can't.
We said that they contained Derrick Henry, but like 75 yards and a touchdown. Like that's still like.
I know. How crazy is that? That's how good he is. Is a contained game is still a good, great game for a lot of receivers. I mean, for a lot of running backs.
AJ Brown balled 153 yards and a touchdown. If you started Tannehill in fantasy, you weren't disappointed. I mean, it wasn't great.
I started him, Andrew.
Well, there you go.
16.5 points.
And then, Yeah, you know, it's like it's good enough. It's better than, you know, if like if you had
better than Gardner Minshew.
There you go. Now I'm 6-for-6 on the parlay.
Steelers win 27-24. I believe they were 2.5 favorites.
I think they were 2.5. I thought it was a 1-point favorite.
Really? Maybe yeah, you're right. Well, yep, 1.5 is what I have from previous DraftKings information.
So the Cowboys.
So you're 6-for-6.
I'm 6-for-6.
Very nice. Cowboys Holy shit, Washington. Dude. You actually, 6-for-6 out of a 10? Okay. You're actually.
That's very, very good.
Andrew, are you getting excited?
I was at this point. Actually, okay, so at this point, all the noon games had finished. In real life, I was like, okay, I've been here before. I've seen this before. I still have 5 games left. I don't know. I'm not worried about the games that are left, but, you know, something can always happen. But anyway, I didn't bet on this game, Cowboys, Washington. I didn't want any piece of this whatsoever.
Andy Dalton. Like a fucking idiot, goddamn.
Andy Dalton died. Ezekiel Elliott played like shit.
6 points in fantasy. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Not you. Fuck Zeke. Not your dog Zeke. The player Zeke.
Right, but the player Zeke. Antonio Gibson played well. 20 carries. Yeah, he had a game. 20 yards, a touchdown.
Scary Terry McLaurin played well.
He's QB proof.
Yeah, he really is. He's a great wide receiver. And Amari Cooper.
Honestly, you can stream any defense you want now against the Cowboys.
Andrew.
For fantasy purposes, what's up?
How did your boy, CeeDee Lamb, do?
He got me 0.1 points.
Oh, man. Uh-huh. Now, you know who he did better than this week? Who's Chase that? Claypool.
Yeah, I mean, actually, Claypool, no, I don't think
Claypool in a lot of leagues, I guess it depends on your scoring, minus 0.1. That's what he did.
Yeah.
Minus 0.1.
It sucks. That's the same kind of situation. Somebody pulled him off their taxi squad or their rookie squad, and they're like, I'm going to play you now. And now they fucked up. But anyway, Cowboys get fucking routed 325.
Is CeeDee Lamb a bust for fantasy?
Moving forward, I think he will be. He was a rookie wide receiver, so anyone playing redraft wasn't drafting him high. He was maybe drafted in the 8th round, 9th round, something like that. In Dynasty, that's where I play. I moved him from my rookie squad, and now he's kind of a bust because I can't put him back on it, and I have to hold him. He's going to take up a roster spot. Without Dak, I was sketched out with Dalton, but without Dalton, I'm...
Who is this quarterback?
Something DiNucci?
DiNucci. Is he going, like, are they going to bring someone? Like, how long is Andy Dalton supposed
they're
to be
They're rumored that they're going to go. Well, that concussion's probably going to be a 2-week concussion.
At least. Yeah, that was a bad one.
There's rumors that they're going to go and get Fitzmagic. Because Fitzmagic could run that league. Think about Fitzmagic with CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper.
Wow, that would be crazy. Now, if you're Fitzmagic, do you even take this? Like, are you
if they're telling you you could start? Fuck yeah.
I guess I just feel that man's been through the ringer, and he seemed very heartbroken about getting benched for Tua. And
I think that's why he'd do it.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm not him, but
do they play the Dolphins yet?
I don't think so.
If the Cowboys play the Dolphins, then it would be he'd have to take it, right? Can you imagine an incentive in your contract? Like if you put in there when I beat the Dolphins that I get an extra $300,000, yeah, right there, I'll sign.
Yeah, Jerry Jones would do it too. That fucking son of a bitch. That psycho, crazy son of a bitch. He's not. The saddest thing about Jerry Jones is he will not win a ring
before he dies
in charge. Like his whole mission as a man is to win a ring with the Cowboys when he has been the owner / GM, and it's not gonna happen. It's just not.
So the next game on the slate here is Seahawks Cardinals. I'm gonna save that game
because it was the Sunday night game.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk Chiefs Broncos.
Are you still 6-for-6?
I am still 6-for-6 at this point.
Okay. Cool.
And actually, as Chiefs Broncos, I had Chiefs, obviously. Now I'm 7-7.
Wow. Chiefs. Oh, yeah. We don't even really need to talk about this game. The Chiefs dominated the Broncos 43-16. Right. Just domination.
But guess what, though? I didn't watch this game because I knew it would be like this. But I was playing DFS this weekend, and I stacked Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and Tyreek Hill, right? And now looking at the score, you would think I did very well in DFS this year or this week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, fucking Patrick Mahomes only threw for 200 yards and only one touchdown. He only had 15 completions.
Who had the game? Who had the big game? Who was it?
No, literally nobody. Their defense scored a pick six. They ran a kickoff back for a touchdown, and they had like three field goals.
So if you had their defense special teams, you had a day.
Yeah, if you had their defense special teams, you would have done very well. But no, obviously no one did that because they're like, who cares? I want Patrick Mahomes. I had Washington's defense, actually, in both those DFSs. And Washington's defense did great.
Yeah. Again, like you said, pick any defense against the Cowboys and you're Seriously. Set. Chiefs were a -7.5. They easily covered that spread. And see, this is a game for your alt spread, Andrew.
Yeah, but the alt spread on this probably would have been like 20, fucking 20, crazy. Drew Lock threw two interceptions.
No. Wait, hold on. Wait, what did you just say about the alt spreads being crazy? If the Chiefs were -7.5 favorites, it would stand to show that alternate spreads would have treated you better for that game than the Bills, since they were -10.5 favorites against the Jets.
Well, maybe. The thing is, I think that they're...
What do you mean, maybe? That's how it works.
Well, no. They don't look at the initial line and then spread the other ones based on the initial line. They're all made individually. I mean, the people making these lines have to know that, like, if anyone is capable of a 20-point spread, who are you picking to cover that, the Chiefs or the Bills, if you had a gun to your head?
It depends on who they're playing. That's my point.
Okay. No, that's my point, Andrew.
That's my point. Because
of course it matters who the fuck they're playing, but I'm saying to you if you didn't know who they were playing, you would pick Andrew, the Chiefs to cover it 9 times out of 10.
You know what? I promise you the Bills had a better all... No, sorry. I promise you the Chiefs had a more favorable value spread. Yeah, I'd bet my left.
How can you check that? Why don't you prove that to me?
I can't because...
Yeah, no, I know, but you promised me. You promised me, Ian. Just 10 seconds.
Fine, I'll figure... Look, I'm not going to pause the podcast and go look it up. Here's what I'll do.
I'll find it during the break?
I'll have it during the break, and then we record after the Monday night game. Then that's where my promise. That's the Peacock promise.
All right. Well, I can't wait till you forget.
Yeah, same.
Chiefs win.
So
that,
wait, so it? You're 7-7. Is that right? You're
I'm 7-7.
So three more games, right?
Three more games. And then
how much money do you win?
Well, I bet 5.
Okay.
And I would win $755. Nice little payday, huh?
Yeah, it's a nice little payday.
Let's go 49ers, Patriots. Holy shit.
Another alternate spread.
I would have taken the Pats in this one. Like I thought the Niners were stick a fork in them done. They looked so bad the last couple weeks.
The Pats were -2.5 favorite. So if the Pats were favored by 2.5. If you took the 49ers, I don't have it in front of me, so don't yell at me, but I wonder what the odds have been if you have taken the 49ers by like 23 points.
Oh, it has to probably be in the thousands, right?
Something ridiculous.
Because like I said, I mean, the Jets are really bad, and the Bills' 24-point spread alternate was like +570.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to take that against a team like New England. I mean, Cam played awful. I mean, he had a rush that was like a 20-yard rush that was kind of good. Like, it was a nice play, but it just... God, they benched him. They benched him in the fourth.
Damn.
Three interceptions. Yeah, for Stidham. Right?
Stidham came in.
Yep.
I
mean, Jimmy Garoppolo, though, had two interceptions, no touchdowns.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about Jimmy G. I really don't. I don't know if he's...
Have somebody... Somebody's going to write a blog on b3tsports.com about Jimmy G and his transition from the Patriots to the Niners and how he's evolved as a player, so... You guys could be on the lookout for that.
Good plug. 49ers win 33-6. Patriots they're fucked. I mean, they're not going to go to the playoffs.
That is the worst home beating of a Belichick-led Patriots team in his tenure there.
That sucks. They are also 2-4 for the first time since 2000.
Yeah, since they drafted Brady.
A two-decade span. Yeah, so wait. Since they drafted Brady. So you're saying the year Brady leaves, the Patriots go back to where they were before they drafted him.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll fucking see. I mean, here's the thing. Everyone's going to say after this year, it was Brady all along, which I would love for people to say because I think Tom Brady
you
is
love
the greatest.
Brady. You I love Tom Brady. Brady.
But I do not want people to take things away from Belichick. That's what they're – because, you know, fans are crazy. They're going to try to strip Belichick of his rings and say, like, oh, it was Brady all along, ha, ha, ha. Because he is a – maybe in two more years if they go loss, maybe then I could be like, he's a fraud. But after one season, not even a full season, people are going to be out with pitchforks and stuff here pretty soon.
I do think Brady, I mean, obviously Brady Belichick, it's a combination of the two, right? It's not just one person. But who do you think wins a ring before the other?
Oh, I think Tom Brady has a legitimate shot this year. They signed Antonio Brown, too.
Yeah. Do you think Belichick wins a ring in the next 5-10 years? Given that he still coaches.
If you give him a full 10 years and he's with the Pats the whole time, I will say I would bet almost my life savings that he would win a ring, right?
I wonder how old he is. He's
old.
He's
got to be a upper 60s, right? 65,
yeah,
66.
Yeah. Like, I know I'm pretty sure Pete Carroll is the oldest
he's 68.
Who is?
Pete Carroll.
Belichick. He is the oldest coach. Not Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll. What?
Like Pete Carroll is the – you are correct. Pete Carroll is the oldest coach in the NFL. He's 68.
No. Pete Carroll is 69. Nice.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay. Well, there
Andrew. Go. See, this is why I have to fact check you.
Well, Pete did he Carroll, just have – when was his birthday?
September 15th.
Okay, so it was soon.
So last month. Yeah, yeah, last month. Wow, for some reason I thought Pete Carroll was like 71 or 72.
I thought he was in his 70s also, but I don't know. He chews 69. Gum too aggressively to be 70.
Look at that jawline. That's a gum jawline right there. Okay.
Speaking of Bucks Raiders, top to that next. Bucks win 45-20. Bucks looked. I mean, Brady looked great.
This was an awesome game. This was an awesome game to watch. Just watching Tom Brady just carve up the Raiders, and I think he threw what five total touchdowns. Because I know he rushed one, and maybe
yep,
he
one,
threw
one carry,
for four.
1 yard, one touchdown.
Yeah, I have him on fantasy on one of my leagues, so he put up like 36 points.
33 completions, 369 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions.
There you go.
Scotty Miller, 6 receptions. They targeted him 9 times. Those targets are going to be all Antonio Brown's here soon.
And guess who's got Antonio Brown? I do.
Me.
I do. Well, yeah, you do in one of our leagues, but I got him in my shotgun beer league, which means I'm not going to shotgun beer anymore. I'm done.
Gronk played really well.
Yeah, he did. He's every week he's getting more and more reps. Yeah, he's getting better, which is what you want to see. Especially like he took a whole year off, right? So, I mean, it's reasonable to think that he's just getting kind of back into the groove of things.
Darren Waller had an okay game compared to like what he normally
had
has.
A touchdown.
Yep. Nelson Aguilar.
Josh Jacobs. Well. Josh Jacobs didn't do that well. Yeah, Aguilar had some nice catches.
They split. Like carries with Jalen Richard. I don't understand like why they did that, but
I don't know either.
He only had 17 yards. I don't know. I thought that was bizarre.
Yeah, he didn't have that many attempts, but I think he might. I don't know. I really don't know. That was kind of frustrating having him on fantasy and watching him split time.
But the Bucks win, and now I am. I think we. I may have messed up because there are a couple games left. So now I'm 7-7, I believe.
Oh, now you're 7-7.
Now I'm 7.
Well, I think there's only one more game, isn't there? Just Jags Chargers.
Yes, and
before the Sunday night game.
Before the Sunday night game, and I had the Chargers winning, and they did.
Justin Herbert looking great.
Dude, he looked phenomenal. Him and Burrow are
so
fucking.
Good. Who would have thought? For real, who would have thought?
I didn't like him. I thought they wasted the draft pick.
I didn't either. I didn't like him. And so far, I'm eating my words.
Absolutely. And you got to say it, too. Gardner didn't look. I feel really bad for Gardner because I think Gardner's got the swagger. And I think he, like, from what I've seen, I think the dude practices and he tries hard and he works hard, but they don't have anything around him. And I really can't tell if he's regressed or if that team's just so bad.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. He looks like a fucking wild cowboy. He looks great. The stash, the hair, just the energy, the aura of Gardner Minshew is fucking phenomenal. He's a great brand. Like,
yeah,
he is probably the best brand in the NFL. That's how much I love him.
Best brand in the NFL? Let me think.
Who's got the best brand in the NFL?
Tom Brady, just in general, has a very good brand just because of who
he is. Yeah, but that's because TV he's 12. Immortal. That's not fair.
Right.
He's got five Super Bowl rings.
It's a shame. Pat McAfee, like his whole thing was it's the brand, but he's not in the NFL anymore.
But Garner, I stumbled upon Garner's Instagram the other day, and he makes like fire videos. Like he makes funny videos, and he like just got a camper last summer and just like went out and explored the United States. Like he's just a man's man that like he just has a great brand. I don't know. I don't know how else to describe it.
Juju has a pretty good brand too.
Juju has a good brand, but not better than Garner.
Okay. Well, this isn't what this podcast is about. But Gardner threw for two touchdowns, only less than 200 yards. James
not
Robinson,
good for the
though,
brand.
Has surprised
for the brand.
Everybody as the running back for the Jaguars. Do you know there's only one person who has more fantasy points than James Robinson this year?
Oh, wait. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I bet I could get this. He's
okay.
Fuck. Are you saying that Robinson is number two in the RB
chart? I believe
he's
the number two running back right now. Yes.
Okay. Then, fuck. I was going to say Aaron Jones, but I think he's three. So, is it Zeke?
It is Alvin Kamara.
God damn it. That was so easy. I fucked up. Yeah. I should have gotten that.
Yeah. Aaron Jones will drop a little bit because he didn't play this week. And Zeke, fucking, what was it? 3 points? 6 points?
He had 6 points, yeah.
I was
damn,
super
Kamara, in on yeah, DJ. Kamara is so good.
He is very good. And I was super in on DJ Chark this year as like for fantasy purposes, and he has very much disappointed me.
Cole is pretty good. I picked him up he's been a nice waiver ad, let's just say that.
Keenan Allen though. That dude's balling. I've always liked Keenan Allen. I've always liked Keenan Allen. Last year he disappointed me, and now I'm very glad he's back.
Now you remember you wanted last year. You thought I shouldn't have traded Keenan Allen for Josh Jacobs. You remember that, though,
right?
Then you were
I was wrong last year. Now this year, I mean, I guess it depends on your situation, but yeah,
it does depend on your situation. Now, I do have Keenan Allen in our office league, Andrew, which you're in. I'm 5-1, about to be 6-1, barring the Bears having a 30-point defense game, which I don't think is possible. But
it could be.
Maybe if they were like the Chiefs. Yeah, if they have a Chiefs defense special team sort of game, then I might lose. But that's the only way that I lose this week. So I'd be 6-1. I have Keenan Allen and DeAndre Hopkins as my wide receiver one and two. Tell me that's not. I mean, how did I get away with this? I also have James Conner and Zeke as my RB1 and RB2. I feel like I got a high. I robbed people. I robbed you. You're in this league. I robbed you.
I am in this league. I'm now. My only hope in this league is that Antonio Brown does go off because I got Antonio Brown in that league.
Nice.
And that Lev Bell turns out to be somebody and for the Chiefs. Because I'm reeling because I picked Barkley first in that league and it is fucking me because he's dead.
Yeah, if you picked, okay, real quick, just because I think this will be fun. Let's go over the biggest busts in fantasy this year so far that people would have taken in the first or second round.
Oh, okay.
So Saquon, you go first. You go first.
Well, I was going to say Christian McCaffrey. I mean, he had two great games, weeks one and week two. But, I mean, he's been out for so long that you're not going to lose your league if you don't have him. But, I mean, he was a lot of people's number one overall pick. And it's
– Right. Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas has fucked me in a league so bad. I went in a league. I went Michael Thomas, DeAndre Hopkins. And then, like, my wide receivers 1, 2, and 3 were Michael Thomas, DeAndre Hopkins, and Cooper Kupp. That's solid. That is solid, and he has fucked me.
You would think it was solid.
Yeah.
But okay. That's all I wanted to do. I really just wanted, I made this little segment just to make fun of Michael
Thomas. Just to get me mad.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
So wait, hold on. Are you 8-for-8? Chargers win 39-29.
I am 8-for-8. We got 2 games left in the 10-game parlay. And what I have left are the Seahawks to win and the Bears to win. And I was not worried about the Seahawks at all.
Well, the beautiful thing about this is if the Seahawks win, then you're 9-for-9, which means you can go into that. Yes, that means you can go into Monday Night Football knowing that you're at least going to make some money, because if you're guaranteed to win $750, you could at least hedge it so you make at least half that, right?
What
would have been your strategy? What would have been your strategy if the Seahawks would have won?
I struggled with it a bit. I think I would have optimized it to make as much money as possible on both sides.
I think that's smart.
I would have done the math. Although I did think about, like, the odds of me hitting a 10-game parlay are so low that I have to miss it, right? So my thoughts were I'd just go and bet $755 on the Rams to win it money line. Because then it's a wash if I lose. Like, if I win the 10-game parlay, it's like, okay, I broke even. And if I win and bet $755 on the Rams, well, then I just made like $1,200. That's appealing, right?
That is appealing. Yeah. There's no way that's how that works, because the Rams are the favorites. So, but you wouldn't, if you bet $750, well, would have won $500.
No, it was like $1,000. I checked the other night, like when I
maybe
was,
total, maybe total payout, but for a favorite to win, you wouldn't get more than $700, because at even odds, let's say the Rams were even.
Oh yeah, no. You're right. No, I'm saying that I would have like my take home from it, because you get your value, you get your bet placement back as well.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, look. Obviously, we all know what happens. Let's get into that game right now, because what an insane game. I mean, this was a great game to watch, and I know a lot of people that went to bed early, turned off the game when the Cardinals were down by like 10. What a fucking finish of a Sunday night game. The Seahawks should be primetime games every week.
Every fucking night.
Every fucking week, the Seahawks should have the primetime, at least one primetime game. Whether it's Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night, I don't care. Put the Seahawks on national television, because every single one of their games is always crazy.
I'm going to say something kind of controversial, and I want to preface it. So have you ever seen First Take when they talk about LeBron James? Like, whenever they're going to criticize LeBron, they always say, I have to say this. He's one of the greatest of all time. He is
okay, skip.
Basketball philanthropist. No, this is
or Stephen
usually
A.
Stephen A. A. Yeah, he goes through this whole spiel about how he's amazing, but he's going to criticize him, so he doesn't want to be crucified for it. I'm going to say something about Russ here. I think Russ played a bad fourth quarter. I think that Russ started the game so well, and he was great with the ball. I mean, he threw the ball 50 times. I'm sure he was sore. But he still threw 3 interceptions. He's not the interception guy. I mean, he's always the guy who protects the ball and takes care of it. It's a lot to put on him. Like, I'm not saying the loss is his fault, but if Russ was playing like Russ the entire game, they wouldn't have lost.
For sure. No, I 100% agree with that. And I don't think it's that controversial to say Russ played a bad quarter of football, especially when the Cardinals came back from a 10-point deficit to win or to tie the game, to send it into overtime. Didn't Russell throw an interception in overtime? Is that what happened?
Yes, he did throw an interception in overtime.
Okay, so I believe that's what happened, is he threw the interception and that's what set up the Cardinals. But that was a crazy, crazy game. Kyler Murray's good. DeAndre Hopkins, good. Christian Kirk, good.
Did you see that video of Kyler when he threw that pylon shot to DeAndre Hopkins?
He smiled.
He was smiling. He saw me at him one-on-one. He fucking just chucked it up.
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty awesome. DK Metcalf is a fucking beast.
The way he tracked down
Buda Baker.
That was crazy. But he won that ball game. I cannot believe they held. That was crazy. If DK went home and he beat the shit out of that guy. David Moore.
Wait, what?
The David Moore was the guy who held.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That I should say, that's the guy they called it on, I guess. I have the name wrong, but I know that's who they threw the flag and called out. That's it. Now I am 8 for 9 and the parlay is over.
The parlay is over. The parlay is dead. I cannot believe this. I mean, oh my God, Andrew, like the Seahawks were up by 10 in the fourth quarter. Like it's nuts. And Gonzalez, the Cardinals kicker, missed in overtime. He missed in overtime. Oh wait, no, hold on.
Not what overtime, but he missed in regulation.
Is that what happened?
I don't even. Yes. I actually don't even remember. I was so.
I know, dude. It's such a blur. No, I think you're right. I think the Cardinals intercepted, had a chance to finish the game. Then they iced their kicker because the Cardinals called a timeout right before Gonzalez kicked it. He made that field goal. It's like a 41-yarder. He made that field goal, and then he misses the second one. And I think that's what sent it into overtime, right?
They kicked the field goal. They kicked the field goal to get to overtime. The Seahawks punted after their first drive. Cardinals missed a field goal. Then Russ threw an interception.
Yes, that's what happened. Since there were like pretty much five quarters of this game, they pretty much took the entire overtime to win the game. So there's basically five quarters. And they all kind of, the fourth and the fifth quarter, pretty much played the exact same way,
the Cardinals did not have the lead in that game the entire time until they won.
I know. Yeah, no, I know that. That's how crazy it was. But yeah, you're right. I remember them because they ran the ball with time expiring. Then they spiked it with like 2 seconds left. And then that gave Gonzalez the chance to tie it to send it into overtime.
And again, it sucks to lose a 10-game parlay.
Oh, man.
But I was pretty sure it wasn't going to happen anyway. It sucks. I was depressed about it. But the worst part about this game is that Chris Carson got hurt. And all I needed from Chris Carson, I needed from Kyler and Chris Carson 39 points. No, I needed more than that. I needed 42 points, I think is what it was. Carson got me 5, destroyed his foot and left. And then Murray got me like 34. I needed like an extra 4 points or 3 points in fantasy. So not only did I lose the parlay, I fucking lost in fantasy this week too.
That sucks. That's how it goes.
But I'm going to do it again next week.
Yep.
I'm going to get you guys the best fucking 10-game parlay ever.
That's the beauty of it. As soon as you are down, you get another chance to claw your way back up.
Okay. I think that's everything. Let's talk about, you want to talk about the actual game tonight, Bears Rams?
Yes, please. Okay. Let's start with the Bears +6. Now it's +6.5. When I wrote the article today on b3tsports.com, they were +6 underdogs. Now they're +6.5. Hammer the Bears spread. Listen, Andrew, the Rams are frauds. The Rams are frauds. The 49ers picked them apart last week. Jimmy G threw 3 touchdowns on them last week. The Bears beat Tampa Tom, even though he was a little senile that game. I understand he didn't know what down it was. I really do think if the Bears don't win, it's at least close. +6.5 is a big spread.
I actually get the opportunity to hedge a parlay bet tonight.
What do you mean?
I had
no, dude. Your 10-game parlay. No, sorry.
No, I had. How it works. Andrew, I had a different parlay. Aha, uh-huh. A backup parlay, if you will. I had the
in your
Lions,
back pocket.
Yeah, I had the Lions money line at +120, and then the Bears money line at like +210 at the time. So now, if the Bears win tonight, I'm going to make like $80-something.
Okay.
But I might take that $80 and just throw it all on the Rams money line.
Oh.
Right.
So wait, where's the hedge? Wait, where's the hedge?
Well, the hedge is on the Rams because I need the Bears to win 80. But if I bet on the Rams and the Rams win, then I'm going to, you know.
Or you can just double down on the Bears.
I could double down on the Bears, but that sounds scary.
Well, that's also Andy fashion, though.
That's true.
That is true.
I'll let you know. Fashion. I'll let you know what I decide here when we come back.
Well, no. You can't. There's no fun in that. You actually have to say what you're going to do so that everyone knows what you're going to do. And then, I mean, they're listening to this Tuesday morning.
Fine. You want
to
hear me say it? I'm going to double down on the Bears with an alternate spread. I don't know which one yet, but I'm going to do it. Okay.
Which one are you thinking?
I don't know. I haven't even looked yet. I'm just telling you this based on how I'm feeling.
You haven't actually hedged this yet.
No. I haven't actually hedged this yet. I've been thinking about it.
You got 45 minutes. You better hurry up.
Oh, you have so much fucking time.
That is a lot of time in sports betting world.
I don't know.
Amount of times that I've just made a bet with like 1 minute before the game starts. I mean, obviously you can live bet, but I've made so many bets like 2 to 3 minutes before a game starts.
Like right before?
On the reg.
Okay. Do you think it's possible the Bears win by more than a touchdown?
I think it's possible, yeah. Look, I think the Rams are frauds.
Plus 575. I think the Rams are frauds too.
So, I think that's very possible.
I'm going to hammer it. Whoa, why are these the same odds? You can get the Bears at 575 at -7 and -7.5. It's the exact same odds. Why would anyone take -7.5?
I don't.
No, nobody would.
Wait. Yeah, because you don't have the ability for the push. There's no safety blanket.
Maybe that's one of those bugs they were talking about at the beginning of the show.
I don't know. Or maybe it's a rounding error. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think double check this for me, but I think the over-under is 44.
Let me double check. The over-under is 44, correct.
I think over is the play.
Sure, I'll take the over.
Okay. But we're on the same page.
We're
on the same page. Bears, I think the Bears will win, but I'm betting Bears +6. Like, I'm betting the spread. I'm not going bare balls to the wall right now.
Alternate spread with me. Suicide bet.
No, I don't. I don't feel like doing that. It may be if I hadn't fucking parlayed the Packers with the fucking Cowboys like a goddamn idiot. I'm so stupid for that. But Bears +6, have that locked in, have the over at 44. There we go. That's it.
Whoosh.
Whoosh. We'll see you in right after this. We'll see you right after this. Whoosh. Oh my God.
Holy fucking shit. That was terrible.
I love losing money. Andrew, you know what? If sports betting was all about losing money instead of winning money, I would be the richest person in the world. Let me just say that.
You say that, but I think that God is just against us. Because if it were about losing money, I bet we'd just win all the time.
Oh my God, dude.
My least favorite thing about that whole game was how just horrible, incompetent that Bears offense was.
The play calling was terrible. Play calling was awful.
Matt Nagy has to go. He's had his time there. Seriously, in the middle of that game, I was texting group chats. I was like, Matt Nagy has to. He thinks he's cute. He is not a. He's not a head coach. He's not a decent play caller.
Am I smelling a Adam Gase hit piece?
Listen.
Andy Heidman, but for Matt Nagy,
I have some respect for Nagy. Still, have none for Adam Gase. I have zero for Adam Gase. Matt Nagy could probably be an offensive coordinator somewhere. I'd be okay with that. I don't want Adam Gase to ever work in football again.
Okay.
I don't want him coaching a high school team.
This game was won. Oh, man. This game was won. A very big wake-up call to Bears fans that they do not deserve to be 5-1. Because
would you rather have Nick Foles or Deshaun Watson?
Yeah,
I was thinking about that the whole time watching it.
Well, Andrew, I actually watched the Bears game with that person tonight, and
did you bring it up?
I did not bring it up because I didn't think of it. But I don't know. Is it Foles? Is it because I can't tell if it's
neither
actually
of them
Foles?
Hit the deep
like
ball.
If you what?
Neither of them can hit the deep ball, Foles or
Trubisky. Trubisky. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Why didn't Matt Nagy call a timeout and make the Rams punt before half? That's one thing. Because
my personal opinion is that he was going to chew some people out and he just wanted the halftime to be there.
I mean, still, there are so many things that can happen. First off, the punter, who was the MVP of the game, by the way. The Rams punter.
Hecker, Johnny Hecker.
Whoever he
He's
is.
He's legit. That dude's for the brand.
He was literally bombing these punts all game. I don't think the Bears had the ball inside the 10. I mean, outside the 10 the whole game. When
they had one where they marched all the way down to the fucking Rams 10, and then they threw an interception, which was just brilliant. Peak Bears.
Yeah, I said that all wrong on my end. I just meant whenever the Bears got the ball, it was always within the 10-yard line.
Yeah, it was like,
and then they'd have to march the entire length of the field to get into the red zone, which they did, I think, once, and that's where they threw the interception.
They need to go and trade for Fitzmagic.
I don't know.
They need something because I, as bad as they might be for a 5-2 team now, they're still 5-2. I mean, they're in a great spot.
Let's see. Playoffs. Hold on. I want to see because their odds of making the playoffs are very, very high. So, I mean, they're not going to win in the playoffs if they play like this. So I'm looking at their schedule, the Bears schedule. They have not an easy schedule coming up. They have the Saints. They have the Titans. They do have the Vikings. But then they have the Packers. But
you know what, though? Divisional game. I mean, I don't think the Bears are that good. I also think the Vikings aren't that good. But two bad teams, it's going to be a good game. I'm hoping that's a Thursday or a Sunday night game.
It is. The Vikings Bears is I believe a Sunday night game. It's at 7:15.
Hell yeah.
And then the very next game against the Packers is also a primetime game, 7:20. I just don't know if it's on a Monday or a Sunday. But here's the thing. So I'm gonna read let's play a game. The Bears are 5-2. They have the Saints, the Titans, the Vikings, the Packers, the Lions, the Texans, the Vikings again, the Jags, and then the Packers. How many games do they win?
Let's just say that they sweep the Vikings, so that give them two more wins.
Okay.
And let's say they beat the Lions.
You think they're going to
just give them the benefit of the doubt that they're the second best team in that division, right? So that's going to put them five. That's going to put them eight wins. They should beat the Jags, which would give them nine.
That's quick math. Yeah. So 9-7. I mean, they could beat the Texans too.
I think.
But see, they could beat the Texans too.
They could. But here's the thing, though. The Texans put up 20 points on the Packers, and if they score 20 points on the Bears, there's no way the Bears are scoring 20 points.
Here's the thing. Let's do the exact opposite. Let's actually say, let's not give them the benefit of the doubt. So let's say they lose to the Saints, so they're 5-3. They lose to the Titans, they're 5-4. They lose to the Vikings. Let's say they split a piece with the Vikings and the Lions. Sure. So they lose to the Vikings, so they're 5-5. They're, you know, they lose to the Packers, 5-6. I don't even know what I'm doing. I mean,
well, I get what you're saying. Their schedule is not a piece of cake, and their easy part of the schedule is behind them now. They don't have anything figured. Their defense is great. Their defense really is very good. But man, they can't score points. They can't put drives together. Their quarterback isn't competent.
Foles, to be honest, and now that I'm kind of thinking about it, Foles had no time in the pocket. He had one. Their offensive line is terrible.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know, man. I mean, we both obviously we lost all our fucking bets tonight. You with the -7.
I can't believe I let you goat me into doubling down on the Bears.
Oh, yeah, tell the people.
And then I didn't.
Tell the people.
I was going to hedge, and then I didn't. I took an alternate point spread, and I took the Bears at minus seven, at plus 575. Minus seven.
Okay.
But I'm not going to lie. I really did at the beginning of the game. I thought the Rams were frauds. I mean,
Andrew, I wrote a whole fucking piece on it on B3TSports.com. Did you?
Yes.
Okay, what did I end with? What did I say? If the Bears lose, do you remember what I said?
No.
You didn't read it.
I don't remember half the things I read.
Did you actually read it, though? I won't be mad.
Yeah, of course I read it.
I don't know if I believe you. But what I said at the end of the piece, after I called the Rams frauds, after I said, hammer the Bears at plus six, I said, if the Bears do in fact lose, they will be in an identity crisis mode with their starting quarterback. And I still think we have not seen the end of this identity crisis. I promise you that, I mean, there's a very good possibility that the Bears lose the next two games to the Saints and the Titans. That's a very real possibility.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think
that's more than a real possibility. I think it's almost certain.
Yes, that's the likely outcome, is that they lose to the Saints and the Titans, making them 5-4. I promise you, come that time, there will be a huge identity crisis between the two quarterbacks, whether it should be Foles or Trubisky, because they were undefeated when Nick Foles took over, right? When they were playing the Falcons and they benched Mitch, even though they were undefeated at that point.
Yeah, here's the thing that I don't understand. They benched Trubisky because he couldn't hit the deep ball.
Well, neither can Foles.
Foles hasn't hit the deep ball at all the entire time that he's been in there. And Nick Foles can't run like Trubisky can. Like, give it to Trubisky. He can scramble.
I don't understand.
He's younger, and if he's the future of your franchise, well, then you've got to be playing him. Or you have to trade him because he's a young quarterback. Somebody would take him. I just don't understand, like... I don't know. I don't know what you do. All I know for a fact is that I lost some money tonight. Kind of sad about it. The Bears offense is fucking terrible. I think that's everything.
Yep. And, yeah, we lost. And, I mean, I didn't bet the over, but the over fucking did not hit.
Did we hit the over?
No, it
was 44, wasn't it? So was it 27-10?
No.
To 3, okay.
It was 24-10, so it was right. 34 total points. The over-under was 44. So, I mean, it missed by a solid 10 points.
Nice.
We're just so bad. We're just so bad at betting. God damn.
I mean, I'm okay.
What I do, I don't know if anyone's noticed this, but what I do in my Twitter bio is I just... Every time I lose or win a bet, I just update my Twitter bio and it says sports better. And I either say good or bad or terrible or excellent. I just like
all about how the week went,
all about in the moment, how I feel about my sports betting talents. And right now I just put awful. I went in, changed my Twitter bio, awful sports better. But
I think that
if I get my next, you know, if I get a little hot streak, if I get Thursday night football, if I get those scores right, I'll change it to amazing
what
sports.
What is the better Thursday night game?
Well, I'm glad you asked. You like the little segue, Andrew?
I love it.
Okay.
Schedule.
So Thursday night this week we have. You should know this, Andrew, because your team is playing.
Oh no! I should know this. I don't fucking know who's gonna win this game.
Falcons Panthers Thursday night football. Well, I mean, we need to preview
the
it.
The fuck are the odds here? Yeah, I know we do.
Okay.
If Christian McCaffrey plays, we win hands down.
Well, are you sure about that? Because you guys actually have a better winning record without Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, but you know.
So the stupid Panthers are -2.5 spread favorites. The over under is 49. I
take the over.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I don't know. We score. I have
trust issues. Look, I have a trust issue with the over-under now because I had the over-under for the Lions-Falcons game. That was free money. That was a free money bet, and it fucking missed. It didn't hit. And then tonight, I thought 44 was incredibly low for this Rams-Bears. I don't know. And that missed by 10 total points. So now I'm looking at this 49. I'm like, I don't know. Fuck me.
There are literally only three good games next week.
Okay, well, I'll tell you that the Ravens-Steelers are one of them.
That is one of them. Then
okay, Vikings, can I guess? Packers. Wait, no. Damn it. Okay, let me guess the third one. Sorry. All right, let me guess the third one. So first one, obviously, Ravens-Steelers. Then you just gave it away. Vikings-Packers. I don't think that's a good one, by the way. I disagree with that because I think the Packers are going to...
It's just divisional rivalry. That's the only reason I'm...
Oh, so then by that rule, Patriots-Bills will be the third one.
I mean, I would give that one to you. I'm just thinking that... I'm thinking 49ers-Seahawks just because...
Andrew, how could you think that the Vikings-Packers is a better game than the Patriots and Bills?
How? Because did you see how the Patriots looked last week? Or this?
Did you see how the Vikings looked all the weeks? Like the Vikings are terrible.
The Vikings can at least score. The Vikings score points.
I mean, you could... come on. Are you really counting Bill Belichick out and the Patriots? You're counting them out all just because...
I might be... They scored 6 points at home. I'm going to say that they will do better than that. The Bills have been... But the Bills also haven't been performing. The Bills have been 18 points on field goals, no fucking touchdowns. I found out they were the first team since like 79 or something super like forever ago. First team with that many field goals, no touchdowns, and no punts and still win a game.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, it was a bad look. It was a bad look. It was the worst look for them, honestly, in 2 decades. So,
anyway.
Also,
Panthers.
Sunday night. Well, the Sunday night matchup, Cowboys-Eagles. That's going to be like a great bad game.
I hope so. The trade deadline is coming up. So I'm curious to see what we're going to see in the next week or two.
Right? Because third string, what's his nuts for the Cowboys, can't be the quarterback, right?
I mean, like, they could be committing to the tank at this point.
I don't think Jerry Jones is a commit to the tank sort of guy. He doesn't have that much time left.
Yeah, I don't think Jerry Jones has enough time left to understand things either. I don't think that he has like they don't have time to sit down with crayons and a coloring book and be like, this is your situation, Jerry.
Oh man. Let's see. So we just previewed the Falcons, Panthers. Panthers.
Yeah, you're gonna take the Panthers to cover.
I think Panthers minus 2.5. Yeah, 100%. 100% the Panthers minus 2.5. I'm going to say the under because I have trust issues with the over. But fade me. Just fade me. Honestly, fade everything I talk, everything I say, everything I blog about, everything I talk about on this podcast. Just fade me. Just fade me.
By the way, what's our thing? So the Steelers-Ravens winner. So if the Ravens win, I have to shotgun a beer at 8 a.m. on, will that be on Monday?
Monday. So, yep, exactly. Right. So. Ravens-Steelers will be the conclusion of the shotgun bet. We're going to film it, whoever's the loser. We're going to post it on Instagram. It's going to be a good time. The Ravens are minus 3.5 favorites, so watch out, Andrew.
Uh-huh. They are.
Are you nervous? Are you nervous?
No, I'm not at all.
You really think the Steelers will win?
I think the Steelers will win, yes.
You're a fool. One last thing. Because we had a poll on social media this past week based off of something that we talked about in our last episode. Would you rather have one Super Bowl win or 10 winless trips to the Super Bowl in a row? It was almost unanimous. Everyone would rather have one Super Bowl win. I was almost
crazy.
You're insane, Andrew. Because
the post. I was kind of upset because that post has the poll on it or whatever, and that poll is very much for the one Super Bowl. But there were so many people we talked to who didn't vote on the post. Were like, I'd like the 10 Super Bowl appearances. And I'm like, they weren't gonna vote. There's no way.
Why didn't they vote?
I don't know. I mean, you saw those chats. Don't act like I'm crazy.
I know I saw those chats, but I'm talking about random people on social media. I put the poll on Twitter. I put the poll on Twitter. I put the poll on our Instagram story page. And
how many people voted on that, by the way?
Okay, hold on. Stall real quick, and I'll tell you.
I'm stalling currently.
Wow, that was yes, fuck yeah. Okay, so on our Twitter poll, if I look, follow us at Bet Bath Beyond on Twitter. We had 13 votes on our Twitter.
Okay.
One Super Bowl win, 77% with 13 votes. So, I mean, that's pretty, you know, I mean, that's pretty decisive, let's say. Oh, man. I don't know how to check fucking
Instagram. It doesn't matter. All I know is that there are a lot of wrong people out there. We need more reach on these surveys.
Oh, get out of here.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? Preview the game. We'll be back again next. Well, not even next week.
What the fuck are you talking about next? Yeah, no, this Friday.
We'll be back next episode. How about that? Fuck you.
Next episode.
The art of the deal. The art of the transition.
Great. Well, yes, we will record on Thursday night. We release Friday morning. We'll preview the Sunday night slate. We'll go over the Thursday night football game. Panthers. Take the Panthers -2.5, or be smart and fade me. Either way.
Either you can't lose unless you do.
You will lose. Trust me. You will lose because that's how sports betting works.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye, everyone. Have a wonderful day.
Normally, you can only get this technique in one of my classes, but I wanted to share this with you because I believe every man should get grapefruited. When you grapefruit your man, it's going to feel as if you are giving him head and fucking him at the same time.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. Valentino summers and wave runners. Chains on my niggas like slave runners. Drug dealers anonymous. How many Madonnas can that Mazda fit? My brick talk is more than obvious. It's ominous. Garage is the phantom. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins. Blonde mohawk the collection. I'm Dennis Rodman.
No better feeling would he ever get than being grapefruited. No better feeling would he ever get.
Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling.
Time to hit the showers, 'cause baths are for babies.